This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross, along with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. El Niño and La Niña are commonly referred to climate drivers. Rick, what are they?
El Niño and La Niña refer to variations in sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific, and they influence Alaska's weather by changing where those big tropical thunderstorms are. As tropical thunderstorms are favored farther east in the Pacific, that moves the jet stream farther east. That means more storms in the Gulf of Alaska, more southerly winds aloft across the eastern two-thirds of the state. So typically, during El Niño winters, much of Alaska winds up being warmer than normal on average.
Conversely, what does La Niña do?
La Niña is not exactly the opposite of El Niño. La Niña is more like a normal on steroids. So thunderstorms in the equatorial Pacific are back over the western Pacific, back towards the Solomon Islands and the Philippines. And that allows the jet stream to be farther west across the Pacific. And while La Niña winters can be quite variable for Alaska, they do tend to feature, at least at times, high pressure over the Bering Sea, which during the winter can be cold for mainland Alaska.
Okay, with winter fast approaching, or we're already in it, which one will influence our conditions coming up this winter?
For winter 2018-19, we're looking at a developing El Niño, and so just that by itself pushes the odds towards a warmer than normal winter overall.
Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.